The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. We hear he is a wizard of a whiz, if ever a whiz there was. If ever, oh, ever a whiz there was, the Wizard of Oz is one. Because of the wonderful things he does. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4614 of the BFO for Thursday, the 16th of October, 2025, y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me,
a little show.
Y'all, it's another edition of the Deep Dive Recap Little Show, Big Fatty. Hello, wizards, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you're wizards today because, Big Fatty's in Las Vegas, and y'all, we're going to go see the Wizard of Oz at the Sphere, and y'all, Big Fatty is going to go in a costume. Y'all, I'm dressing as the wizard, so I'll have pictures to put up to show you what Big Fatty would look like as the wizard. And Big Fatty, don't forget, only 17 days till Eastern time returns. That's wizardy.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
See y'all today, the 16th of October, we have not one, not two, not three, but four celebrations of exiting the birth canal, and very little time, y'all. I'm gonna run through them quickly here. The first, y'all, I've known him for years and years. Used to have his own little show, and I believe he lives out there in the Palm Springs now. Y'all, it's none other than extra special Chris, somewhat special, yes. And he came to, I think he's come to all the Pride 48 in-person events out there in the Mile High City. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than that R.C. Martinez. Big Fatty, we love R.C. Martinez. We do. And y'all, then one of my former straight boyfriends has gone into hiding, undercover, I guess. Y'all used to live over there in the Uck. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than Mr. Parsnip loving person himself. Not Big Fatty, we love Not. And finally, y'all, it's the kitty cat of the Shy Yeti. Y'all, I'm talking about little Deedly. Big Fatty, we love Deedly. So y'all, if you see somewhat special Chris, R.C. Martinez, Nort, or the Shy Yeti, wish them all a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal and a big old piece of cake or maybe a catnip.
Happy birthday to you.
Now, y'all, today's edition of the Deep Dive Show, y'all, it covers the period of
September
29th through October the 3rd. Y'all, this was the week after we got back from Rat World, but the first part of the week, Big Fatty recapped the last day at the Hollywood Studios at Rat World and the trip back, and then getting just back into routine. Y'all, it still gets a little confused on things, but y'all, I hope you're enjoying these. Yes, Big Fatty, one more tamari. It's true. So y'all sit back and enjoy today's deep dive.
Welcome back to the deep dive. This week, we're digging into a whole batch of content from Big Fatty Online, the BFO podcast. We've got episodes 461 through 465, and it covers that interesting shift from the big trip chaos back to his everyday life.
That's right. And our goal here isn't just, you know, listing what happened. We really want to get under the skin of it, understand the rhythm of Big Fatty's life, how he talks about it.
Right. The unique language, little show for the podcast itself.
Exactly. Or Rat World for Disney, obviously. And my personal favorite, the celebration of exiting the birth canal for birthdays.
You can't make this stuff up.
You really can't. And we're looking at how he sort of structures his retirement. It's this fascinating mix of really careful daily saving and then these sudden expensive splurges.
Okay, let's dive in then. The week kicks off wrapping up the Rat World trip. The last day was Hollywood Studios, starting with Big Skillet Bruffas at 8:30 in the morning.
Yep, Big Skillet Bruffas. And it was exactly what you'd expect from a big vacation breakfast. Biscuits, Mickey waffles, sausage, gravy, the whole nine yards.
Sounds like a proper send-off.
It was. But what's interesting is right after this huge expensive trip, he's already talking about how much everything costs and maybe not going back.
That's a recurring theme, isn't it? The cost concern. Even though he just dropped a lot of cash on this trip.
It is. And he mentions it again later, the cost being a barrier for future Rat World visits. Yeah. But then, like you said, later in the week, he spends $22 on one slice of cake without much hesitation.
Right. So is that contradiction just him? Or is there a logic to it? Like the personal treat feels different from the big group vacation expense.
I think there's a logic, yeah. The huge trip, like Rat World, involves coordinating Granny and the Nip, that's Poodle McNoodle, his co-host, and all the effort. It gets scrutinized more heavily, but the smaller, maybe high-quality personal indulgence, that feels more like a reward for all the daily saving and, you know, the structure he maintains back in Fat Acres. It balances out in his mind, I think.
Gotcha. So back to that final Disney day.
Yeah.
They used the Skyliner, the cable car thing.
Yeah. The bucket cable car, as he calls it, took that over to the park. The crew was him, Granny, Flo, and the Nip.
And what rides did they hit? Any BFO nicknames we need to know?
Oh, definitely. There was the Star Trek ride, the Poopa Scooper, and apparently there's some kind of plane simulation with it. He said he and Flo kept crashing it.
Eh, figures.
Yeah. Then the Shedder, which is his classic name for the Tower of Terror. Very descriptive. And the Runaway Choo-Choo Train.
Standard stuff. Did he get nostalgic at all?
Oh, absolutely. He specifically mentioned the great movie ride having gone to glory. He talked about that tension, you know, between the park's history, the things he remembers, and all the new stuff based on characters he doesn't really know. They also saw that Disney villain show Unhappily Ever After.
Okay. And the final night's dinner, the 50s place.
The 50s Primetime Cafe, famous for the waiters giving you grief.
Do they get the full treatment?
Sounds like it. Their waiter, Quinella, apparently called out the Nip for being on his phone during dinner. Classic.
What do they eat? Anything notable?
Pretty classic American fare. Pot roast, fried chicken, and then apple cobbler for dessert. Just, you know, setting the scene before the grand finale.
Which was the Fantasmic show.
Right. And he made a point that Flo had never seen it, so that made it kind of special for the group. A good way to end it.
So, trip over. They drove back the next morning.
Yep. Left around 9:30 a.m. in Earl Grey, his Ford Maverick, trying to dodge the Orlando traffic. Dropped off Flo and the Nip, and then Granny drove him the rest of the way home to the villa.
So after all that theme park madness and, you know, lack of structure, how did the return to Fat Acres, his neighborhood, feel? Was he craving the routine?
Oh, absolutely craving it. You could tell. He immediately got back into his comfort zone, sleeping in, quote, almost clean sheets, catching up on Sudokus, the TV machine shows, back to order.
Right. The comfort of the familiar.
But even in his ordered world, there were a couple of interesting new wrinkles this week, starting with a very personal detail.
Well, what's this?
Well, he revealed a new habit. He started using a blow dryer on his whole body after showering.
Wait, what? Why?
Because he gets cold. And he even made the comparison himself, said it reminded him of old guys in gym locker rooms.
Wow. Okay, that's specific. Is sharing that level of maybe TMI detail just part of the deal with the little show?
I think it's partly the evolution of the show, yeah. But it also fits his personality, right? It's another layer of micromanaging his environment, his comfort, extreme efficiency, even in drying off.
Huh. Okay. Makes sense, in a way.
And that desire for control definitely got challenged this week by some major tech problems.
Yes, the fiber optic drama. What happened there?
Big problems in Fat Acres. On Tuesday, the neighborhood's fiber connection just died.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and the timing was terrible because it meant he couldn't upload Wednesday's little show properly.
So what did he do?
He had to resort to using his phone's hotspot, which he said was as slow as Americans Online dial-up. Remember that?
Painfully slow. So the show didn't go up.
Well, initially only like 14 seconds of it posted. Can you imagine the frustration staring at that progress bar, trying to get his daily show out?
Oh, the horror. Did he manage to fix it?
Eventually, yeah. Once the internet came back, he re-uploaded the full 20-minute episode. So, you know, crisis averted, balance restored.
Thank goodness.
But that wasn't his only tech issue. He also had to call Mr. Tim Kumal.
The patron saint of BFO tech support.
The very same. Had to get him to fix some problems with the Duo app on his Macintosh. So, bit of a tech nightmare week, really.
Sounds like it. But order was restored. Let's talk about his more scheduled activities. The nipple walks.
Yep. Back to the nipple walks. Those 5 to 7 mile treks with Poodle McNoodle. But he's added a new layer to them now.
What's that?
Data collection. He's tracking the gay crema. That's his term for Halloween decorations.
He's counting Halloween decorations.
He is. By Thursday, he reported sighting 91 decorated houses in Fat Acres.
Why? I mean, why count them?
Because it's data. It's metrics. He loves turning everything into something quantifiable, something he can report on the show. It gives structure to a casual walk. It's peak big fatty.
Okay, I can see that. Structure and control again.
Exactly. And that meticulousness carries right over into his finances. Which brings us to the weekly report from the Vonzies.
Ah, the grocery run. Did he find good deals? Did he save money?
Does he ever not? He nailed some classics. Buy one, get one free pineapple chunks. Cheerios, because it's apparently nuts and bolts season.
Nuts and bolts season. Is that like Chex Mix time?
Pretty much, yeah. His term for it. And the savings were impressive. Saved $49.96 on a total bill of around $78.
Wow, that's significant savings.
It really is. It shows that even after the big Rat World spend, that daily thriftiness is absolutely core to his routine. He also bought ground turkey specifically to make his Italian Mussolini spaghetti.
Okay, Mussolini spaghetti. Was that for a specific occasion?
It was. It was planned for Friday at Fatty's, or FAF, you know, the weekly gathering with Granny, Durwood, and the Nip. Spaghetti and New York cheesecake are on the menu.
Sounds nice. Did it happen?
Nope. FAF was canceled. And he made the call.
Why cancel?
Well, Durwood couldn't make it because of work, and the Nip was apparently sick, bit of a cold or flu. But Big Fatty's justification was interesting. He said, FAF isn't just about feeding Granny and the Nip. He'd just spent a whole week with them anyway. It's about the group, the social dynamic. So if the key players weren't there or weren't well, it's better to postpone.
That actually makes a lot of sense. Protect the integrity of the gathering.
Exactly. It's a strategic move.
Did he keep up with his other social rounds, like Shady Pines?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Made his Wednesday visit to Shady Pines, where Olive used to live. Had a massive Caesar salad, apparently. And he talked about one of the residents there, a former firecracker, as he put it, who is moving from independent living to assisted living.
Always keeping tabs on the community there.
Always. Now, should we switch gears to his rather strong opinions on TV, specifically quiz programs?
Yes. Let's talk Big Brother. He sounded unhappy with the finale.
Unhappy is putting it mildly. He was disgusted. That was the word.
Disgusted. Why?
Because Ashley won. And in his view, she won purely through luck. He called her the worst winner in a long time, basically saying she did not do one dadgum thing the entire season.
Ouch. Who did he think should have won?
Vince. He felt Vince actually played the game, made strategic moves. Ashley, according to Big Fatty, just sort of floated there.
So he values active strategy over a social game or just lucking into it?
Absolutely. For him, it's about visible effort and strategy. He didn't give Ashley any credit for maybe playing a subtle social game or anything. Her win, in his eyes, was just wrong. Proof the game doesn't always reward the deserving player by his definition.
Got it. Strong opinions as always. Sure. What else was on the TV machine?
Let's see. He watched the season premiere of 60 Minutes, caught Dancing with the Stars, noted the double elimination Corey Feldman and some basketball player got booted.
Right.
And he watched the finale of Lego Masters Jr., said he enjoyed the kid's talent, but couldn't help making a crack about the host, Kelly Osbourne, being short.
Always with the sharp observations.
Always. It was also a week for remembering dates, birthdays and anniversary.
Or celebrations of exiting the birth canal and anniversariums.
Precisely. September 29th was the birthday for Christina Hill from Greetings from Nowhere and also for Gustafur, Steve the Tadas cat.
Okay.
And he mentioned upcoming birthdays for Gavin and Joe in Dallas, two former big fans, noted it was Gavin's first birthday since his husband Jim passed away.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah. And he marked the anniversarium, loved that word, of Danbury Jr.'s arrival, played that poem, That's the Reason I Want the Kid.
Ah, the classics. Okay, we need to resolve the cake situation. That $22 slice from the cake bake shop. Daniel Bieber needed to know, worth it or not.
The great cake debate. Yes, we have a verdict. Big Fatty weighed in. He did enjoy his slice, the blueberry lemon curd one, a lot, actually.
Yeah.
But he ate it over three sittings.
Three sittings for one slice of cake.
Yeah, which kind of tells you how rich it was. His final ruling, try it once for the experience, but he wouldn't buy it again. Too expensive, too rich.
Makes sense. Maximize the value, even out of a splurge.
Exactly. He also mentioned Granny didn't like her cake at all, so, you know, mixed results overall for the group. The Nips carrot cake experience remained a mystery.
Eating it over 3 days feels like the perfect BFO approach to a 22-2 slice of cake.
It really does. Spend high, but extract every last bit of value.
Okay, one last piece of recurring drama. Crooked Hat. Adam from The Mix, stuck in Switzerland.
Ah, yes, Crooked Hat, allegedly held captive by the Price is Right yodel guy.
Did he escape? Did he get his passport back?
Good news on that front. The running gag continued most of the week, but the update by Friday was that, yes, Crooked Hat made it back stateside. He's planning to be back on his show next week.
Phew. International incident averted.
Indeed. And one final note. Big Fatty realized late on Friday he'd forgotten Hendrick's birthday.
Oh, dear.
His advice to Hendrick, the classic BFO sign-off. Relax your butthole.
You just have to admire the consistency.
Yeah.
What a week. So wrapping it all up, it really was a week of sharp contrast, wasn't it? The high cost, high energy chaos of Rat World slamming right back into the super structured, thrifty routine of Fat Acres.
That's really the heart of it, I think. It perfectly shows his retirement strategy in action. He manages his time with incredible precision. You know, the senior size, the Nipple walks, the Vonsi savings reports.
Right.
And all that structure, all that control kind of earns him the right, in his view, to spend his discretionary time and money on these very specific, high quality, sometimes high cost experiences, whether it's the big trip or the $22 cake slice.
It all filtered the very critical, very specific lens on pop culture and everything else.
Exactly. He's built a system that works for him. He's completely in control of his little world and the content he creates from it.
Which kind of leads to a final thought, maybe something for you listeners to chew on, based on his own comments about Rat World.
Mm-hmm.
He noted, you know, that so many of the new attractions are based on characters he doesn't recognize.
Mm.
So does the real measure of a place like Rat World, something with so much history, lie in its ability to keep changing for new generations? Or does focusing on that mean inevitably leaving behind the people who valued it for what it was, for things like the great movie ride that have, you know, gone to glory? Where's that balance?
Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, I can neither confirm nor deny that Big Fatty went to glory after experiencing the Wizard of Oz in Lost Wages. I'll give you a full report when I get back, along with some pictures. We'll have pictures as well, and so y'all, and they say, I've gotten word that it's cold inside the sphere. So y'all, Big Fatty, you better take your little your shawl or something while you're in there, y'all. I can only imagine the kind of folks that are going to get cold in the sphere. Yes, Big Fatty, a couple of old gals that are green. Well, maybe not green.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.